Blackstone Publishing and Skyboat Media present Sassenach, Volume 1 of The Planet Pirates by Anne McCaffrey and Elizabeth Moon. This book is read by Gabrielle DeCure. Book 1, Chapter 1. By the time anyone noticed that the carrier was overdue, no one cared. Celebrations had started 2 local days before, when the last crawler train came in from Zeeban. Sassenach, along with the rest of her middle school, had met that train, helped offload the canisters of personal-grade cargo, and then wandered through the crowded streets. Last year she'd been too young, barely, for such freedom. Even now, she flinched a little from the noise and confusion. The city tripled in population, for the week or so of celebration when the ore carriers came in. Every farmer, miner, crawler train tech, or engineer, everyone who possibly could, and some who shouldn't have, came to the city. It almost seemed to deserve the name, with crowds bustling between the rows of one-story prefab buildings that served the young colony as housing, storage, and manufacturing space. Sassenach could pretend she was on the outskirts of a real city, and the taller dome and blockhouse of the original settlement could, with imagination, stand for the great soaring buildings she hoped one day to visit, on the worlds she'd heard about in school. She caught sight of a school patch ahead of her, and recognized Karis's new and slightly ridiculous hairdo. Shoving between 2 meandering miners, who seemed disposed to slow down at every doorway, Sassenach grabbed her friend's elbow. Karis whirled.
"Don't you... Oh, Sass, you idiot, I thought you were..."
"A drunken miner? Sure." Arm in arm with Karis, Sassenach felt safer and slightly more adult. She gave Karis a sidelong look, and Karis smirked back. They broke into a hip-swaying parody of the lead Holovid's Karen Colde, Adventurer Extraordinary, and sang a snatch of the theme song. Someone hooted behind them, and they broke into a run. Across the street, a familiar voice yelled, "There go the skeleton twins!" And they ran faster.
"Cinder," Karis said a block or so later when they'd slowed down, "is a planetary snarp."
"Planetary nothing. Stellar snarp." Sassenach glowered at her friend. They were both long and lanky, and they'd heard as much of Cinder's skeleton twin joke as anyone could rightly stand.
"Interstellar."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?